Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. As part of the CARES Act enacted in March, those collecting state unemployment benefits also receive an extra $600 per week, technically, from the federal government. But since governments do not have any resources other than it can extract from the private sector, this means this benefit is really actually coming from current and future taxpayers. Currently, over 30 million Americans receive this extra $600 a week. Research from the University of Chicago determined that two-thirds of the laid-off workers getting state and federal unemployment are now paid more than they did at the jobs they lost. About 20% are now getting at least twice what they were paid. This enormous unemployment compensation has created problems with restaurants, retail stores, and the hospitality industry trying to recall employees to resume operations. The concept of unemployment compensation, which, by the way, was originally provided by the private sector and not the government, was to provide a sustenance payment below what could be earned while working. That gave workers the incentive to quickly seek their next job. The extra federal payment, unfortunately, is distorting the hoped-for economic recovery. However, this federal benefit expires at the end of July. By then, there will still be a great number of unemployed Americans. Once people have received a government payment like this, they feel an entitlement to keep getting it, even if it means they will have to pay higher taxes now and in the future. If it does expire at the end of next month, I expect to see millions of Americans take to the streets in protest. That would dwarf the civil unrest we have seen in the past week or so. The House Democrats proposed to continue the federal benefit until after the November elections, further increasing the damage to the U.S. economy. No serious political negotiations are yet underway as to what to do from August onward. But since the federal government will only be spending taxpayer money and slowing the economic recovery, the sad news is that the politicians will probably end up doing something. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.